Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report, and joining us is Fareed. People wonder what causes heart disease. And if you were to summarize, or let's say you're a member of the public and you're asking some really good questions, because I have a dearth of questions, which means I, for some reason or other, I don't get it, though. People are afraid to call into Dr. Deagle. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
I'll give you my answers as I've talked to my wife, who's she's a social genius, I'm not. But I am smart in other ways, and I have a high curiosity index, which means I tend to get down to the real questions, which are, in a sense, if you don't have the right question, you're never going to sort out the answer. The caller number, by the way, is 877-317-6432. The real reason is that people want to disagree. They go on the sewer net, they talk to the doctor, they talk to their friend, and they hear an opinion that they therefore value, almost like dogma, almost like we call it down here in America the uber left, and also the right. We see have some dogmatic right-sided people, too, that are kind of crazy. And they believe in dogma, not logic, evidence, or facts that can be proven. And they don't want to be disproven or embarrassed, but they'd like to attack the messenger that says that their ideas are incorrect. Now, I don't try to attack people. I try to kind of tear apart ideas. So if you make a statement that's unsupportable, or if you start doing something really nasty like an ad hominem attack, you're going to face the fury of Dr. Deagle, which is not nice. But if you ask a simple, straightforward question like, hey, my dad, or I just had a consult first thing this morning about a lady, one of our ladies, Elizabeth, who does a lot of our consults, and their relative got a massive heart attack and a three-vessel bypass, and they wanted to know what causes heart disease. Well, if you talk to the average doctor, they have what's called craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Do you know what that is?
Not exactly.
Their head is so far up, they're behind. They're actually a contortionist, just like Cirque du Soleil, only they're made of rubber. Have inserted their head up the rectum, and they haven't seen daylight for decades. Now, people say that's a little exaggerating.
It seems like it might be painful.
It is painful, but they actually don't know it because it's an intellectual pain which they're anesthetized to. Now, the reason why I say that is I remember I started doing research on heart disease and so on. I was an internal medicine resident in 77, worked with Dr. Moskowitz, who is a biochemist and a cardiologist at the University of British Columbia. They'd worked at major institutions in the States as well, major universities. And what we did is we did lipid analysis. And we didn't do a regular NMR. We did a lipid electrophoresis on people from Alaska, Northwest Territories, and Eskimos. And what we discovered, interestingly, was these Eskimos ate narwhal blubber in a little pouch or seal flipper, little pouch on their belt. They didn't have white man's food or alcohol or bread. And they had cholesterols anywhere from 10 to 15 times our upper limit of normal, which if you walk into a doctor's office now, they'll say, that's it, you're going to die, you know, or your LDL cholesterol is above a certain level. Mm-hmm. First off, what you have to understand, what makes a dead macrophage? Macrophage means big eater cell. It eats little globules of oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids. So if you have pro-inflammatory fats, you're going to end up with plaque that's going to give you coronary spasm, and eventually you're going to get a coronary thrombosis or an embolism or just block an artery off completely. So the very thesis, the Framingham study thesis of what causes heart disease in North America is purely hogwash. And if you have an insulinogenic diet, a diet that has white bread and sugar and other things, and you have pro-inflammatory fatty acids in your diet, that's why we push Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride, so it's 400% more absorbed, and you don't take anti-plaque dietary supplements, which ours is the best, the Cardiovasc, because it prevents plaque, it prevents coronary spasm, it prevents the calcification of plaque in your artery walls, and it prevents the damage to the mitochondria and the muscular layer of your artery as well as your heart. So if you don't deal with these issues like blood viscosity and cytokine levels, you're going to have vascular disease, which, by the way, is a bigger cause of death than the next five major causes of death, including cancer, etc. So the reason is doctors don't want to ask the right questions because they have a financial vested interest in the old model, which means bypasses are what we do. You know, like remember those the Toys R Us shows just a store just closed, right? Toys R Us. They should have a place in the cardiac awards called Cabbages R Us. In other words, coronary artery bypass surgery. Cabbages R Us. Right? Do you like that?
Yep.
Now they actually proved recently, just a few months ago, with 20,000 cases, that there's no extension of your life by even 1 month by getting a bypass surgery or having a stent put in your arteries. Because if you don't deal with the underlying cause of the problem, you're not going to change whether or not that person croaks or not. And that's been proven statistically now.
Mm.
So you want to take nutraceuticals. Now, the amount of power in the nutraceuticals is so high, you're never going to be able to take a diet sufficiently to have the effect of, say, Cardiovasc. And you don't want to take a knockoff, too. We've had people who have been taking things like Extendivite, Heart and Body Store, Sartrops, or knockoffs that don't have the same power or consistency of the molecules. They switch to our Cardiovasc, and they're dramatically improved. No angina, no shortness of breath, no cardiac events, opening up their arteries in their legs and their heart. And, of course, we recommend they add the other things that we recommend, like CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, and VascuCare, Carnitine, etc. But the Cardiovasc is a major, what I call the major pole in the tent of your cardiac health. If you don't have Cardiovasc, why? Why? And we're talking about literally almost every person, every adult person over 20. You don't have to have symptoms or even hypertension to have decreased perfusion. Because it sneaks up on you. If you're 20, and say your daddy at 45 had a heart attack, it takes you 20 years to get into trouble of just neglecting the fact, even before your blood pressure elevations, you can have perfusion disturbances. You can have plaque levels. You can even see in babies 10 months of age now, they're actually developing calcified plaque in their arteries walls as early as 10 months of age if they die traumatically. Did you know that?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah, 10 months. Okay, we're talking about toddlers and babies before they even toddle. Pre-toddlers, how's that?
Wow.
They pre-toddle. Pre-toddle and die in, say, a traumatic car accident. They do an autopsy and say, oh my gosh, look, they got plaque in their aorta.
Crazy.
Okay, now, so what are we doing? We have a toxic, what we call cardiogenic diet, a cardiotoxic diet. We have high amounts of trans fats where we heat vegetable oil, and we have high levels of free radicals. That's why, for example, diabetes is not primarily an insulin problem alone. Because you can have people with equivalent level elevated blood insulin, and they don't go down the pathway to diabetes. They go down the pathway to osteoarthritis and dementia, where their astrocytes in their brain eventually get insulin resistant, and they can't form an action potential with their brain cells. Now, you know, people will say, well, it's your blood sugar or your hemoglobin A1C that counts. No, it's your level of free radicals. And in fact, sugar is a good grabber of free radicals, and so is cholesterol, and so is fatty acids. So if you lower someone's sugar too fast, you actually increase the risk of them developing a heart attack. Isn't that interesting? Up to 300%. So let's go through the components in Cardiovasc to explain why I take it, why I recommend to take basically every adult over 20 should be taking it. Even if you don't yet have hypertension, if you go for, let's say, an endopattern endothelix test, the vast majority of adults in our society over age 20 are starting to develop early changes of decreased cardiac perfusion. And if you actually measure their perfusion levels, you'll say, oh, Your blood pressure is normal, but your perfusion is down 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Not funny, because your perfusion drops before you become hypertensive, where you get calcified or spastic arteries that don't do a peristaltic wave of contraction after the heart hits that little pulse or shearing force hits the arteries. So you get a secondary pulse, which moves two-thirds of the blood flow to your periphery. It's not your heart at all. It's your arteries and arterioles. So let's go through the seven components in it. Reed, let's go through the seven components.
Okay, so the first component is the hawthorn. And
which is from the Leithan flower, right?
Not the flower.
Exactly. Not the berry like all the other companies, okay. And it's like the dioxin. It's going to make your heart and your blood vessels contract better. When we come back, we're going to go through the other six components. And if you haven't ordered it now, you need to get it on CardioMask. It's to say, whether you're trying to prevent cancer, heart disease, dementia, diabetes, or amputations, perfusion is king, and the king of perfusion is CardioMask. Back in just a moment. Back, and so Fareed, I'd like you to go to the next component. The first one is the Vitexin, the component of the leaf and flower.
Yeah, we talked about the hawthorn and the leaf and flower.
Right.
And incidentally, ours is the European grow. Very important that it come from the right part of the world, because not all the species are the same. So.
Right.
Yeah, so we have the aged garlic extract.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the aged garlic is going to kill off the nanobacteria and other viruses like cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus and parasitic fungi that can grow in your artery walls and kind of fry your artery walls. It also is going to lower the angiotensin converting enzyme activity caused by your kidneys perceiving there's low perfusion and causing problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And and then we have the Kyan.
Now, the Kyan, of course, is going to be a nitric oxide stimulant to actually increase the offloading oxygen in the tissues without nitric oxide, so Kyan helps that. Next component.
Then we have the bilberry.
Small stylized will antioxidant other than hydrogen, so it grabs free radicals and gets rid of them. And you have to understand vascular disease is a free radical illness. Next component.
The ginkgo biloba.
Going to increase microcirculation and decrease blood viscosity. That's the only component that's removed from the Canadian Cardiovite, where ours, our CardioVasc, is the American version and has the original formula that's not been tampered with by the nanny state in Canada.
Huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I call it the elected nanny state, eh? Only the nanny looks like the big bad wolf and says, you know, it would be like we as the patients, Grandma, how long are your teeth, Grandma? How big are your ears, Grandma? Because he's a big, bad healthcare wolf, which is giving you toxic drugs or inferior nutraceuticals. Remember, you want to take the right nutraceuticals. You don't want to take garbage, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So then we have the valerian.
Valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system to reduce the sympathetic overdrive.
And then finally, the last component is the milk thistle.
And milk thistle, of course, is going to stimulate detoxification. And remember, all the air, food, and water, everything we're breathing, eating food, even if you're drinking filtered water and so on, you're going to get some toxins in your body. You got to detox, because those end up in your artery walls and your target organs, and they actually cause vascular disease.
Mm.
So it's an amazing formula. It basically touches on all the major steps. So we have people that opens up arteries in their heart and their periphery. We have people that lowers their blood pressure. We know that people that improves their perfusion. We know that it stops leg cramps. Their memory improves because they're perfusing their brain better. People say, how can CardioVasc make my brain work better? I said, well, because you have to perfuse the brain tissue for it to form a neural network to remember what you made as your grocery list or your grandchildren's names. Oh, mm-hmm. They have a big one of those big long O's, you know, like, remember that movie, that miniseries called The Wire? One of the black legal guys was really, really funny guy. He used to go, oh, and he had one of the longest O's you can imagine when he would say something, because you know he really got it. He really got it when they act, but it all came together in his head. He had one of those epiphany things like, oh, right? Now, you're not going to hear that from the doctor because they want to get your blood pressure numbers down, but they're not going to say, hey, we'll take your statin drug because cholesterol is too high, your LDL cholesterol. The fact is they don't tell you that lowering LDL castrates you, demyelinates your brain, and can cut off CoQ10, which makes a spark for your heart and blood vessels to contract. Not a good thing, is it?
Not exactly, no.
No, it's pretty stupid. So what I want people to start understanding is if you, and people say, well, I have a right to my opinion. Well, you have a right to commit suicide through ignorance, too, but you know, I'm going to try to inform you so you don't. Even if you're taking a mild hypertensive drug, you've got to take cardiovascular because if you don't improve perfusion, lowering your blood pressure isn't going to stop a heart attack or a stroke, is it?
Not, no, it won't.
No, it won't. And the reason is because what's the nature of plaque? What's the nature of decreased perfusion? You may lower the blood pressure. In fact, if you lower the blood pressure too much and decrease the perfusion, you increase the risk of cardiovascular events and dementia, et cetera, and amputations. You don't increase your capacity to survive these things. You increase the chances that you're going to have a catastrophic event. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know all this stuff.
Well, actually, most people don't know anything, to be honest with you, and that includes doctors. You know, it'll be like the song sang by Ebenezer Scrooge at the end when he realized after the three visits of the spirits, and they did it all in one night. He says, and he was dancing around his bed and then getting off the bed, dancing around like, I don't know anything. And he realized that the beginning of wisdom is to realize you don't know anything. But most people are afraid to get to that I don't know anything step, do they? Where they can dance and sing. Yeah, and the cardiologists will continue to give bad advice even to themselves or their colleagues. And that's why I have a lot of doctors and nurses as patients, because they don't want to suffer their colleagues. Isn't that funny? Now, if it wasn't a body count, you could actually use it as a stand-up comedian line. But in fact, I don't know, I may be someday tempted to actually do that just for fun, because my son's done some of the comedy circuits here in San Diego and L.A. County. And Orange County, he's gotten done a little bit of that stand-up comedy, and he's pretty funny. My youngest son, Chris. Yeah. But I would say if I just kind of reported cases that I know, even some relatively current, just with first names and state, people say, no, that can't have happened. I'm thinking, yeah, it does. And they'd be laughing while they're getting drunk and eating their munchies. So you want to start on cardiovascular. You want to take our Omega Supreme Pro. You want to take CoQ10, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, VascuCare Carnitine. You want to take natokinase to lower viscosity and cardiac markers. You want to know what your tests are. For example, when I get a new consult, and I did a bunch in the last few weeks, I send them off to Meridian Valley Labs for blood viscosity and cardiac markers and lipid electrophoresis, which is not done by any of the major labs. LabCorp and Quest do a nuclear spectroscopy, which is an estimation of your lipid fractions. So they're just estimating based on their nuclear spectroscopy. They're not doing an actual, electrophoresis to find out what the fractions are. And the most nasty fraction is not, you know, people say, well, HDL is really good for you. Yeah, but small particle HDL is the worst to actually cause plaque. And if you don't know what your apoproteins are, you don't have any idea if you're going to have an increased risk of forming plaque. Or if you don't measure your levels of free radicals, which is a measure 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, which is a pyrimidine that's oxidized, or T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids. If you actually mention this to doctors, I haven't found one doctor yet who's even heard of the test, let alone ever ordered one. Isn't that well? Even though that's the cause of plaque when macrophages die.
Right.
Eating oxidized cholesterol and oxidized fatty acids. They never measure it. You know, I believe in the Carpenter rule. Measure twice, cut once, but they don't even measure once. Which means they're idiots, and they're dangerous. So, I go back to my original thesis. They have their head inserted rectally, so they have craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. People say, you're arrogant, Eagle. I said, no, I'm talented. There's a difference. I know what I'm talking about. I can prove it with tests if you let me test you. I can show you that we can make you better without toxic interventions or even stents or bypasses. In fact, if you need to have a bypass or a stent because you got angina, we in for Vasomanticles Therapy, ECCP, and we give you peptides and our nutraceuticals, especially Cardiovasc, open up your arteries and regenerate new circulation. That's what we do. And we have Deborah Tavares here for the next hour and a half. Six segments, so you have lots of information to cover. I've seen it all over the news. Fox News, CNN, everywhere. The fires in Northern California, Redding. I think at the time I saw it last night, it was 105,000 acres in one area. Totally out of control, only about 5% contained. Two firefighters dead, a grandmother and two children dead. 38,500 people from Redding alone evacuated. This is nuts. And you have to understand, who is responsible for misplanning to prevent the fires, or are they doing it on purpose? Who is actually creating the climate that actually generates the fires? And how bad is the mismanagement of people to manage the fires in the first place once they start? Or the power corporations that are putting power lines that when the power lines slap together, they create sparks and jump and set off fires in the chaparral or the vegetation nearby. And then once, of course, the fires happen, they toxify the soil and the land so people can't even rebuild their homes. This is pretty nasty, and people aren't getting it yet, are they?
Well, they're not, Dr. Bill. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And I'm here in Northern California in the Santa Rosa area that burned in October of 2017. We're seeing the aftermath of what happens after they burn you out. But we're seeing, and we're actually getting smoke here in the Santa Rosa area from the Redding fires. There's fires, multiple fires happening right now. Thousands and thousands of people have been evacuated. It is a nightmare. It is a declaration of weather weapons using fire. It's a war. It is a fire war. Nothing short of that. And the reality is that we, our cities, our counties, all the agencies have given informed consent to what is happening with these amped up controlled weather events. I'm going to explain this because this is exceedingly, exceedingly important. Again, I don't deviate from documents. I don't speculate beyond documents. I refer everyone to documents. And I'm going to say what has happened, because I've been talking about climate action plans for years. As a builder, reading these plans is like a novel for me, and not so much for most people, obviously, because every city, every agency, Every single agency, we're talking about the schools, the EPA, the FDA, the FBI, all the law firms, we're talking about the entire military structure. They've all agreed to climate change. I want you to think about this. They've all agreed. You can type in U.S. Air Force climate change. You can type in the Department of Defense and climate change. Every single agency.
They don't call it global warming anymore. They call it climate change, don't they?
Well, they do. But this is an important point that I'm really trying to underline here, and then I'm going to parallel it with all the fires, because this is critical, and I really want people to get this, okay? We need to understand. When the United States was bankrupted in 1933, the receivers of the bankruptcy were the United Nations, the international bankers, and all United States offices, officials, and departments. Let me repeat that. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating and have been operating in a de facto status in name only,
right,
under the annually extended extended state of emergency. All federal governments exist in name only. Now, I would venture to say that that's a global condition, all right? Because every place, Dr. Bill, that has been set on fire, we're talking about Greece, we're talking about parts of Russia and Finland and right. Norway, we're talking about Australia, we're talking about Vietnam. They've all adopted climate action plans. Even Russia is going along with climate action plans because they've been hesitant, but the people seem to believe and want them to go forward with it. And what I can see, it says here about Russia, it says, with climate change, this is out of Russia, with climate change an increasingly important focus of scientific and policy disclosure, the Russian government has aimed to position the country as one of the leaders of the global process for addressing climate change. Goes on to talk about how the analysis demonstrates how Russia has a pivotal role in influencing the future direction of international climate change mitigation and adaptation. Not only is Russia predisposed geographically to the impacts of climate change, but it's also a major emitter of greenhouse gas emissions. Well, I'm going to say to all of you, we actually went to Russia in 2017 to observe for ourselves the influence and the impact of the overhead aerial chemtrailing. Heavily, heavily chemtrailed. The same thing in Ecuador. There has been massive fires in Ecuador. Have you heard about this? Of course you have not.
Right.
I just talked to a friend of mine who has a 2,500-acre ranch, and 80% of it has burned down in the last few weeks. So what am I trying to underscore here, bigger than anything else, is the fact that we've agreed to the climate change plans. All your cities have agreed and signed you on to the illusion that climate change is too many people using too much stuff.
Well, first off, the global change, in other words, whether it decreases or increases, we're heading to a moderate ice age, but what are the primary drivers you think of we call fires? What do you think of the primary things driving fires in Ecuador,
well,
California, and elsewhere?
I say that the aluminum oxide, of course, is an accelerant, and the world has been sprayed so heavily after so many decades. And what we keep seeing and hearing in all the news, Dr. Bill, is how these fires are exploding.
Right, you're talking about the aluminum
news. I've got to say this. The firefighters are doing their best, but we are sending them into fire wars, and they're not equipped to fight the fires that have now been perpetrated on us with all the chemicals.
Okay, let me give you 2 minutes here just to give you a few bullet points. Number one, you're right. We had about 6-7 years ago, we had an engineer who actually did research up in Shasta, Lake Shasta in Northern California, and discovered over 2,000 parts per million of aluminum. There's no aluminum smelter nearby, because I met back in March of 1997 with Dr. Isley, who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association in 1958 at the United Nations. And he spent an entire evening explaining to me with climate issues why they wanted to change the albedo of the Earth with aluminum. And so they were wanting to put it in the upper atmosphere as a way to reflect sunlight into space to reduce the heating effect on the Earth. Now, aluminum, you're right, is an accelerant to fires, okay? But there's other things that are happening. Because we have post-geriatric nuclear reactors releasing radiotoxins that directly punch holes in the ozone layer and increase high-energy ultraviolet light and so on, it's also a fire accelerant. So if you look at the amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D, A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D can actually start fires. And the amount of these radiations has increased 73% in the last 20 years. We also have poisoning the benthic layer of the oceans, so the phytoplankton are dying, and they can't convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, so the carbon dioxide is rising. Methane gas, which is being released from the Earth because the crust is about to slide on the mantle, that's why we had this giant earthquake that occurred right on the red moon here, you know, the blood red moon. In Indonesia, I think there was a couple thousand people died just over the weekend.
Now, who's been reporting that? Because, you know, that is silent.
And what's going on here is you have all these factors. A lot of them are us, because we have the posterior geriatric reactor, didn't fix Fukushima Daiichi, that's thinning out the radiation layer. And we also have climate blocking space, what's called fronts, torsion field fronts to actually block the weather so that, say, the Pineapple Express doesn't bring water into Northern California from across the Pacific Ocean. So all these things come together, not climate change, they're climate. So you can see that the science that I talk about, you'll never see it on Drudge, you'll never see it on any of the so-called pundits in the news media, or even Tucker Carlson or Ingram Engel on Fox.
Well,
you're
Dr.
not going to see any
no
pseudoscientists talk about it at this university level, because they don't want to talk about interlocking our weather with space weather and the fact that we're doing things to our ozone layer by not fixing Fukushima. And by the way, TEPCO, the so-called umbrella company, all the service companies under that umbrella are American. So we're not fixing it, neither even is Trump addressing the issue of the Northern Hemisphere being destroyed, radiation protection. So
okay,
people need to understand this factor, that even under Trump, everything isn't being done to protect us from fire danger or regenerating the benthic layer of the ocean phytoplankton so we convert carbon dioxide back to oxygen, which you need in order to protect us from cosmic background ultraviolet radiation, which makes fires. Okay,
Everyone needs to understand, Dr. Bill, that the entire military is fighting against climate change. What that is too many people using too much stuff. It's a genocide plan. That's why our military has opened up all its capabilities on us, the people. We have sat back. We haven't looked at the climate action plan. Hang on.
Yeah.
We haven't looked at the climate action plans that are adopted in our cities. What are they saying? Approved weapons of weather weapons systems fully engaged. Climate action plans now are fully activated. And what is weather? Weather is geoengineering. It's the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate.
Right.
Under the guise of climate action and global warming and climate change. So let's look at what they're going to be doing. They're increasing extreme heat events, air pollution, changing weather patterns, creating food shortages, droughts, wildfires, massive storms. They're impacting farmers, causing higher food costs and food scarcity, creating storm surges, sea level rise, causing larger red tides and toxic algae blooms in the oceans. And I will tell you right now, they're sending our firefighters out to fight fires that the equipment that they have to fight the fires cannot fight these fires. The firefighters are literally working as evacuation methodology.
Didn't you mention, Deborah, and this is important to mention, you mentioned it last week we're on, that the water supplies were actually missing, so the firefighters couldn't even put the fire out with water, and they didn't have enough fire retardant in helicopters or aircraft to get down low enough to actually use fire retardant. So they didn't have any regular tools.
They're chemtrailing over us today, Dr.
Right.
Bill. They've been heavily chemtrailing over us for over 2 weeks. Yesterday it was diabolically horrible. In fact, our FM radio stations up here weren't even coming in.
You know why that is? Because the FM has to bounce off the ionosphere, and if you chemtrail, the particles in the atmosphere actually block the normal FM transmission sphere. So, and AM modulation is interfered with amplitude modulation by other harmonic radiation, so you can't even hear the sounds because you can't discern them through a radio. So it's not surprising you're getting disruption. If anybody is a ham radio operator, they probably know this, that when they see major modulations of the weather, it means weather manipulation and weather warfare.
And it is. And so what I really want to underscore for everyone that is listening, everyone do your homework. These are documents that your illegitimate representatives have put forth in your cities. This is your informed consent that your You think you've elected these representatives in your city council and on your school boards and your health departments and your county boards of supervisors. When they get elected, they work for a corporate structure. They're mandated to bring in policies that you've not even aware of, and everything is through grants. The entanglement of this snared lie and deception is immense. I can't even come up with the words to describe the enormity and how the tentacles of this have gotten into every department. Again, the military, the health departments, the fish and game, or fish and wildlife as they like to be called now. Every single department, you type it in, followed by climate action plans or resilient plans, you're going to find they're all compliant with the agreement of all of these catastrophes that are besetting us that are caused by weather weapons. Every single country that has been torched now, and including Redding, California, right now, has approved a climate action plan. Sadly, so has Santa Rosa when we were torched in October of 2017. Now what is Santa Rosa doing? They're bringing in resilient plans. In fact, they're sponsoring fundraisers to presumably give back to some of the fire victims. They have this movie called Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. And the organization that the proceeds go to is called the Santa Rosa Resilient Foundation. This is Rockefeller and Rothschild.
But,
are
that's
funding.
The watchword you have. As soon as you hear the word resilient, you know that they're trying to kill you.
Anything that has resilient in it, don't donate. Don't go to these movies. They're having a huge event up here in Santa Rosa this coming weekend. Brad Paisley is going to be there and others. And they say that the donations of some of these things are going to the Resilient Foundation.
Right.
So we are funding our own demise, giving the money to Rothschild and Rockefeller. I have a YouTube up. Kill Cities, Rothschild and Rockefeller. I demonstrate what we found in 100 resilient cities. Type it in. 100 resilient cities, you'll find Rockefeller. If you dig deep, you're going to find your mayors that have signed on, and they have, are contributing 10% of your gross annual income in your city to resilient funding. In other words, moving you out of rural lands into your city growth boundaries, your human settlement zones. This is the Wild Lands Project or MAP on steroids. This is how they're bringing about confinement of the populations into smart cities where they are going to be monitored, all of us monitored, tracked, and assassinated, because many people are not going to survive with all of this download of frequencies that that Google is using to set up all these future cities with.
Well, I saw today on Drudge that these major institutions like Facebook and Twitter are causing major losses financially in the last week. Remember, they're starting to be exposed, not just over the Trump gate and the Russia gate, but also these people are being exposed and actually trying to get rid of not only conservatives, I don't call the word conservative or liberal, it's truth askers. People don't want to ask questions to obtain the truth, whether you're left or right. And the reason is they don't want you to ask questions. They don't want you to discover the real agenda or the real reasons why the climate's crazy. They don't want you to know this because the ultimate plan is genocide.
That's absolutely right. And you and I did a YouTube, and we discussed the Deagle.com Intel site and the interactive maps that show the planned reduction of the populations globally by the year 2025. In the United States, they're saying is going to be reduced by 83% by 2025. Australia is a reduction of 50%. As I recall, the percentage in the UK is 73%. But all of you can listen to the YouTube that Dr. Bill and I have up. You can find it on stopthecrime.net on the YouTube channel. And listen to this and understand this is their plan, and we can see how they're doing it. Now, I found something very interesting that a friend of mine sent from the Daily Telegraph out of Britain just yesterday. The labor figure who literally encouraged the deployment of smart meters in the UK got rid of his smart meter.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And why did he do that? What did he discover? That he didn't
like
the smart meter?
He was saying that he just wasn't using it as he thought it was supposed to be used. And I'm searching madly for the article right now. So help me out,
everybody
listening.
Peak power is what they're trying to get rid of.
Absolutely.
That's why we had Dr. Ole Johansson on a few years ago, 4 years ago, and they were actually shutting off people's washer and dryer so you'd have to do your washing after 11 o'clock at night in non-peak power. So that's probably what he's getting at, is that unless you have smart appliances, by the way, every appliance made in the last 15 years in America is smart, which means if it's connected to a smart meter, they can shut it off remotely when they bring that part of the plan in. Your hair dryer, your washer, your dryer, believe it or not.
And even your faucets and your shower heads. Everything.
Amazing. Once they have smart faucets, I guess, and smart, you know, if you want to call it water pumps on your well, how's that?
Yep, everything.
Why do they use the word smart when it's actually pretty dumb, huh?
To make people think it's smart.
To make people dumb, how's that?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.